Layoff notices were among the first changes resulting from the purchase of Twitter by the world's richest man. Nearly 90 employees at the Boulder office of the social media platform received their virtual pink slips over email on Friday. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment confirmed it has received notice of the mass layoff due to take effect January 4th. Many laid-off employees took to Twitter to discuss the news in shock. Among those who lost their jobs were all members of the company's human rights team, responsible for making social media use safe for users in authoritarian countries. Tesla founder Elon Musk officially bought Twitter late last month and claims the layoffs are necessary to make the company profitable. Twitter's new ownership has also announced plans to charge $8 a month for user verification. A judicial order has hit the pause button on the process to merge two of the county's largest grocery store chains. KGNU's Claire Purnell reports.
Kroger, the owner of King Soopers, announced plans last month to merge with Albertsons, which owns Safeway. A court in King County, Washington, issued an order Thursday to restrain dividend payouts that were supposed to happen today. Thereby halting the merger process at least for a few days. Advocates and union workers nationwide expressed concerns about layoffs and labor protections in the event of consolidation. Consumer groups warned the merger would create a near monopoly in many areas of the country and concentrate price-fixing power at a time of historically high food inflation. The merger could be one of the largest grocery store mergers in U.S. history. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
CBS News Colorado reports that Fort Collins Police Department is conducting an internal investigation into the behavior of one of its officers. Multiple people have come forward about what they say are wrongful arrests by Officer Jason Hafferman. At least 9 people Hafferman arrested for allegedly driving under the influence say they were not intoxicated, and lab reports show neither alcohol nor drugs in their system at the time of arrest. Hafferman is currently on administrative leave for the duration of the internal investigation. The Colorado Supreme Court announced Friday that they will lower the score needed for students to pass the bar exam and become a lawyer in the state of Colorado. The new score for 2023 will be 6 points lower than the previous 276 minimum score. The Colorado Supreme Court instituted the 276 score in 1985. It ranked as the second highest bar exam score in the 41 states that use the system. Alaska's is the highest at 280. The new score of 270 will join 16 other states with the same test requirements. According to a news release, the National Conference of Bar Examiners are working on a new exam, known as Next Gen. The test will have different formats and different focuses. The news release also stated that the court will be seeking public feedback further along in the development process. Famous Colorado Avalanche announcer and analyst Peter McNabb has died at 70 years old. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
McNabb called Avs games for 26 years and was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2021. "I will remember Peter McNabb as the ultimate father of Colorado hockey," said Nuggets broadcaster Vic Lombardi to the Denver Post. McNabb announced that he was fighting cancer on September 29th of 2021. Even while going through treatment, McNabb still traveled with his team. His final season ended in the Avs winning the Stanley Cup. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
Today is expected to be sunny across the Front Range, with the sun projected to set at 4:51 p.m. today. In Boulder, there's a high of 55 and a low of 27. In Denver, a high of 62 and a low of 35. In Fort Collins, a high of 54 and a low of 27. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.